Okay, I'm going to call us back into order. So back dealing with the fleet cars. You know, as I said, there's, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And right now, it sounds too good to be true. And, you know, we've got to know, A, what is the total cost of all vehicles involved in this? What do we have at the end of 5 years that we own? If they are selling our current fleet exactly, not at the end of 5 years you've got equity, but exactly where does that money go to? And why are we giving them, and I'm just throwing a number out there, I have no idea what our fleet is worth. But why are we giving them $40,000 worth of vehicles for no reason at all? Unless we've got $40,000 worth of vehicles when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
5 years from now.
Yeah. Well, what I have here is only the police cars. It's a small version of what you're asking for. He says that we have $24,000 in equity in our cars now.
But again, where does that money go to? And at the end of 5 years, do we have $24,000 worth of equity that we own, that they do not come in here and say, well, we're taking this back up to Culpeper or wherever?
And we took the $24,000.
Yeah, we took the $24,000. Thanks a lot for it.
And I want to know what our budget, what our fleet budget is for the police department, like they did for everything else. Like, I understand they're saying that's how much equity we have, but how much are we spending?
Well, it takes off the top end of your pricing, whatever vehicles that you are actually leasing. And that's average throughout the year for payments.
Actually, Scott, the vehicles we have, quite honestly, for both police department and for public works, is a moot point. I mean, you know, it's got to be vehicles that are useful for the purpose that, you know, that we currently have them for. But what we have at that point in time is moot point. It's the dollar and cents that we've got to know. You know, not that we've got 5 vehicles here and 10 vehicles there and 3 vehicles here. You know, we know that. But, you know, again, where's the money going and what do we got at the end of the day?
So there's just more questions on
that? There's more questions than anywhere near answers. Okay, can you all get that information to us by our next meeting? Okay, thank you. Let's move along.
All right. D, budget.
2022-23 budget review. Do you have a preliminary budget for us?
Going down.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's mine. Pass those down. First of all, you need to change the dates on top.
Yeah, it's just my work. I think I did one of them. Take it off.
Do you want to kind of give us a brief overrun or overview of what we've got here?
There's a lot of, if you go off looking as far as the year-to-date stuff, there's a lot of stuff that we still need to fine-tune to ensure that things are going in the right direction. On the general fund, if you look at the page number 6.
General fund, page number 6.
And the proposal does not include the ARPA funds that we received. But it does show it on the 21-22.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
What am I looking at?
I see the funds on it.
I just like, I didn't include the ARPA fund on it yet. So the second column to the right from the end, that's where, right now, where the budget is proposed at. And for
confused on which page I'm supposed to be looking at.
Page 6.
Of expenses?
General.
General fund expenses, 204, 404, 606. And we got a bunch of red over here, differences. This page right here?
606.
Yeah, 606. Guys, let me make a suggestion for everyone, since we've just been handed this, and I mean, of course, you know, there's a lot of in-depth that's got to go over to get in, even in starting in this thing. Why don't we take this home in our leisure time, if anybody's got any leisure time, go over this, and then let's come back next 2 weeks from now with questions to start this. And then, Will, we've got publications and everything we've got to do. This has got to be done by the end of June.
June 30th, and it has to, what we approve has to run in the paper for 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
and you
have
a,
okay.
So,
do we want to, just in our workshop itself, have two items on the agenda? One is this leasing program, and two is review of the budget. And dispense reports, the whole nine yards, and spend their time doing it.
I thought we said once.
So I have a question, since you said the leasing thing. Instead of them coming here, obviously we don't want them to come here, is there not any way, like, they could zoom in?
Yeah, they could do a Zoom meeting with anybody at any time, like we did with Penny Joe and Carlos.
It's got to be with all the council.
That's what I'm saying. At this workshop meeting, let's just set up a computer and
do a Zoom meeting.
You go ahead and ask those questions, but I would like to go ahead and see if they could zoom in with us on the workshop meeting.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I like it.
Yeah, while we're all here.
You may have questions after the questions you get answered after I get them.
Right.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I think it would be a good idea just to hear it come from the horse's mouth. That way we just have access to them and they can explain it to you. Send you whatever contracts they have and Bill can talk to them. And
actually, in your conversations with them tomorrow, tell them we want every contract.
Every what?
Every contract. Every page of every contract that they expect us to look at.
Right.
And it needs to get to Will.
You know, I'll forward it to all of them.
But then also see if...
Will's the important.
The 25th. See if they would be available to Zoom in.
Okay, well, if we're going to do a Zoom, do we have capability of doing that here?
Use a hotspot.
You have a hotspot, don't you?
You do a hotspot.
I don't know how much it
would be. Does your phone have a hotspot? Mine doesn't.
I have a hotspot.
Yeah, I do. I've got
He has a hotspot.
The town has a hotspot.
I have a hotspot from the
we
school.
We got a hotspot with me, TV. Everybody can watch at the same time.
Alright, so I think we are.
We do have capability. So, I'm looking at the month of June on this stuff because that all has to be laid out. It has to go in the paper if we do the 14th day of June. Then it has to run 2 weeks. That'd be the 21st. Would that be right?
No, that's 1 week.
So I have to have it on the 7th.
Yeah.
To have it in the paper and run it for the 2 weeks.
Well, that gives us 3 meetings before the 7th. And I mean, you know, we can always do the, the May workshop meeting is a special call, which is no problem.
And we'll vote on it on the 27th day of June?
Mm-hmm.
Because you also have to have a...
Well, we don't vote on it. We've got to approve the thing. We've got to do a public hearing, but then the vote will come in.
On the 27th?
No, the vote itself on after publication, after public hearing, the whole nine yards, it's going to be into June.
The 30th. So we'll have a meeting on the 30th or the 27th.
I'd like to schedule this towards the 27th.
That's what I was trying to get all this worked out, because the public hearing has to be done after we have decided this is what we want, blah, 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 blah. And our meeting isn't until the 13th. It would have to run in the paper on the 7th. So we need to have it completely finished and approved to our liking by the 23rd of May. Would that be right?
That is correct.
So there's a lot to go over to be ready by the 23rd.
Yep. And we'll get started next meeting. We're in good shape, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that last year, and we kept sending you back across the street.
We're doing it again, trust me.
I think we're a little better shape this year.
I brought the laptop.
Because I know there for a long time, we did those Saturdays and came in and did line by line. That way we could work out all the kinks all at one time. And there was a whole lot of me liked that better than what we did last year, because I thought last year it was kind of
rushed and it wasn't done as thorough.
Right, and I think that's why we had to keep going back, is because we were doing it in chunks and not in one sitting.
Yeah.
I kind of liked that Saturday.
I think we did Zoom then, though, didn't we?
No.
We did do a Zoom on something. Maybe it was a year before that. You did.
Maybe. I don't know, but I kind of like the Saturday where we do line item.
The year before that, I was face down when y'all had that meeting.
Yes, you were.
I like the line item, going through it and having the police department and the fire department and all the department heads here to be sure that we have everybody's best interests included into this. I did like that.
I agree.
Well, let's do this. Let's get started with this discussion at the workshop meeting, which is the 25th. And then, you know, we should know then if we need to schedule a Saturday.
I think we will.
To go in and do it. Okay. Is that a plan, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a plan.
I'm going to be out of town, and so is Joe, the 4th through the 11th of June.
We?
The 4th through the 11th of June.
He said, I didn't know.
Guess what?
You're going back to Belize.
Guess what?
No, he's going to Tybee. Are you going to be gone too?
I'm going too.
So it'll be up to you to run the town.
And you don't have a quorum, so good luck.
But if an emergency arises, somebody have to step up.
I'll be on the phone. Okay, moving along.
Where are you going? Key West?
Yep.
I'll be out there on June 2.
That same week?
That's May. Are you talking about May or June?
June.
June.
I'm out June 4th through the 11th.
Well, that's not bringing any meetings, so.
Could be.
Okay, next thing
meetings,
is East Side U High School Art Class donation. That's a steal.
I have her in my garage, and she is absolutely gorgeous. I have not yet.
You have the art class in your garage?
I do. And we're pretty. The eagle has landed at my house. She's in the garage. And were you there when they picked it up, Jeff? Is that thing not gorgeous? Pretty. I have not put the poly on it yet. One, the weather has not been cooperating. I was not going to take her out in the snow and start spray painting her. So I've got to still paint her, and then as soon as that gets done, I talked to her today, and I'd like to be able to, once I have her clear coated, to be quiet. I'm not listening to you. You get my train of thought messed up. When I get it clear coated and she's ready to be put on the pedestal out here, and we put her on there, I'd like to cover her up with a tarp so nobody can see it, and have a unveiling, and have Miss Jessie come down when we unveil it and do pictures for that, and put that in the paper that our Eastside High School art teacher did this for us. And I'd like to be able to do it that way. And then her time and energy that she put into it, she said that she would take a donation to the Eastside High School art class. And I talked to Jeff and I talked to Joe, and I think that was what, $250? That we thought $250 for the job that she'd done would be a nice donation to the high school art class. And so I would like to make that into a motion all at the same time.
Second. Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to make a $250 donation to the Eastside High School Art Department for work rendered on the Eagle. Others, you said the Eagle has landed.
Mm-hmm.
That's in form of a motion. Second, any discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The Eagle is flown.
Eastside High School Art Department.
When would you want it written?
Whenever you all want to do it. Soon, because school gets out in 21 days. So that way she can do something with the art
this
class.
This week is a short week too. Right?
Yeah. Short week this weekend. Eastside High School Art Department. And if you want to put a memo on there, put Eva. Yes. Several things on that.
So. Okay.
Let's get through that old business now.
Next item, old business. Comcast Town Wide Wi-Fi.
This has become
you've already passed through it.
Pass it.
Are you talking about the email?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. The question that they've got right now is that are we okay with activating 2023?
The delivery date.
The 2023 delivery date.
Not really.
What? They would not be able to do that until 2023?
They said, are you okay with the 2023 delivery date?
No.
Then they want to know how the project will be funded, which is more important. And then the management of the network will be full or
co-managed.
Permitting infrastructure go to the town.
I don't know what that means.
Good things to permit. Yeah, permits to have the airwaves or something.
Okay.
But the 2023 is, they're not in a hurry to do it.
Yes,
who's that through?
Comcast.
Comcast is not in a hurry to do anything except take your money.
Yeah,
that's
about right.
What do you mean?
Yeah. So, did they give you a price range of what this would
encompass? No, this is probably 3 or 4 emails down the road, but they've yet to give a price. We're just collecting all this information.
Are you also in communication with Scott County?
I am. Last time I talked to them, they said that they did the free version that was paid out of the grant,
mm-hmm.
COVID fund. And right now they weren't looking at doing a townwide Wi-Fi.
Even if we were paying for it?
Then the next.
That was what, a year ago now, I guess.
Yeah, the next question would be, you know, let's also get in contact with Lenawisco. Because Lenawisco, I know that Scott County Telephone and Lenawisco have different interests as far as fiber optics. And I think fiber optics is crucial to a system downtown. And I don't know who you would have to contact at Lenawisco, but they do have contacts available.
I think in the long run for us to get that, not only for our citizens to be able to use it, but for us to be able to use cameras to protect our interests would be widely
beneficial just for this Zoom meeting that we're...
Yeah, the Zoom meeting, and it would help protect our park, and it'll help protect the buildings as they get broke into. It'll protect everything when we can have cameras,
you know,
that we can monitor.
My take on it...
Make your job easier.
Was Scott County Co-op, or Scott County...
Co-op.
Co-op would be my preference.
Well, that's what mine was too, when we originally started talking about this. That's what
because we've already got your system set up over there. And
so I think that going back and talking to them, you know, and we're not asking for a freebie.
Well, they also... go ahead.
Yeah, they may have something else in mind too.
See, and they were still real big on like Sandy Ridge getting all that stuff ran.
Right. Yeah.
Well, now, their thought process has shifted into Coburn itself, because if you remember, survey deal that was about, 2 months ago?
Yeah. They contacted
I think they had an awful lot of interest involved in that.
Right.
And, you know, they're focusing on Coburn, and this is a good opportunity for them to get involved. So, yeah, let's do, reach out again.
Because we need it for the whole downtown area, not only for our cameras, but for citizens to use. But I needed it at the pool for the same purpose.
I talked to Comcast today about the pool.
Yes.
And they're going to do up a quote and give me a quote and have it done. I just talked to them this afternoon.
I think
they said there's no wiring, no...
they just got to do a drop
service
from the road.
Oh. Didn't you say that
their service goes right up the mountain?
They had service for internet, high-speed Wi-Fi into the Cultural Arts Building
I'm saying.
Yeah.
He say now there's nothing close by. That it wouldn't cost us nothing. They would just have to run the extra stuff.
That's not much. But that would be nice to have done by opening day and have cameras installed.
Totally agree.
I want one inside, and I want one outside.
Parking lot.
Parking lot.
Basketball goal.
Yes.
Didn't they have a bunch of stuff installed up at the off-field track or something? Maybe.
See, that would go into the school, and that would be up to them to want to install their own
security. Well, I thought they did already.
I don't know if they have any up there.
Yes.
Do they?
There's a camera on
the parking lot
that
but
you
nobody
can see
reads
the
it.
The batting cage, that you can see the concession stand and everything. There's
can
already
you,
cameras
so
up there.
So, wonder who that is.
Well, I was told that it was Wise County School Board that
but
had
I mean,
the camera.
Yeah, but the service has been service.
Yeah, but I don't know
who the carrier is.
Yeah.
With it being the school board, it's probably Scott County Co-op.
I mean, does the baseball field have the NFHS camera?
Yes,
yeah, but that's on line of sight
satellite
from the school.
On a satellite dish that goes from their baseball building to the
high school.
So that could be the camera view.
It could
be the other cameras too.
It might be, but I don't think so.
I don't know.
That was a special setup. They spent big dollars getting that thing set up. Keep going with Comcast and the pool, and then see what Scott County Co-op is going to say.
And check with Lenawisco.
And check with Lenawisco.
Lenawisco may give you the added push that you need to
get in there.
Convince Scott County Co-op to help us out.
Well, I know they've run, I think it's Verizon, ran a lot of fiber optics in the last
up and down the street by your building.
Well, Verizon DSL.
It's non-existent.
I can run the notes. I can run the notes back and forth a whole lot faster.
I don't even think they have DSL.
Then you can reboot your computer. Then you can reboot your computer 100 times a day.
Yes.
I don't even think.
Okay, anything else on the Wi-Fi?
No.
Personnel.
Okay, we do have reason to go into closed session tonight, so. So motion, I'll make a motion, we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with the legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
Motion and second, is there any discussion? Those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed, we're in closed session.